FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A local temple priest has been found dead in a storage container. Investigations are underway after devotees discovered the 59-year-old's body in Phoenix yesterday. Gareth Naidu, who's with KZN VIP, says the medics found that he'd suffered multiple stab wounds.
The discovery was made by temple members and they immediately alerted law enforcement and other emergency services. Sadly, nothing could be done to save the priest's life and he was declared deceased by KZN VIP. Circumstances leading up to the incident cannot be confirmed at this stage, pending SAPS investigation.
Traffic on the N3 near Spaghetti Junction is flowing again after a portion of the route was blocked earlier by vehicles linked to an ongoing taxi strike. Durban Metro Police say truckers park their vehicles across multiple lanes on the busy freeway. Issues were also reported on the M13 near 45th Cutting. Yesterday, members of the Durban Long Distance Taxi Association protested on the N3 over permit issues. The group, Peggy C. Sanzuza, told us, however, that they had nothing to do with this morning's closure.
The taxi strike is still on. We haven't picked up anyone from any of the ranks. All the drivers who make long routes are involved in the strike, including routes to Mpumalanga, Secunda, Qwaqwa, Ficksburg, Shai Shai, Mozambique, and even Eswati. We're not involved in the strike. We're at the taxi rank waiting with the passengers.
EarthLife Africa says if NERSA approves Eskom's request for a hefty tariff increase, it'll push people deeper into energy poverty. The group says it'll be joining residents for a demonstration today during public hearings on the proposals in Soweto. The utility is asking for tariff hikes for the next three financial years, including a 36% increase. EarthLife Africa's Thabo Sibeko.
For the past 10 years, Eskom tariffs has been continuously increasing, breaking the records in the history of South Africa. Generating electricity in its current form using coal, it's no longer sustainable, it's not economically viable, and it's also detrimental for human health and the environment. We call for affordable, reliable, clean energy such as renewable energy to address poverty.
And tributes are being paid to Wayne Northrop, the actor who played Roman Brady in Days of Our Lives. He's died at the age of 77. His family has released a statement saying the father of two suffered from Alzheimer's disease for several years. Friends and co-stars from one of TV's longest-running soap operas have been paying tribute to the former star, describing him as humorous, generous and kind. A recap of our lead story, a temple priest has been found dead in a storage container in Phoenix, north of Durban. That's it from the Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.